Somebody asked me the following shaila. It's similar to the shaila on the last episode, just from a landlord's perspective. He was a landlord, he owned multiple duplexes, and he was aware that he had some Jewish tenants. And he wanted to know whether there was any sort of penalty that would be permitted for him to penalize his Jewish tenant. This is also very relevant to Jewish vendors who service Jewish clients, whether they're allowed to attach some sort of penalty on late payments on their invoices. The Mechaber Nirdeya Simon Kufayin Zayin Sif Yudalat explains that there's a fundamental difference between an interest payment and a late penalty. The definition of ribis is a payment that a borrower is making for the right to use the money. A penalty is not a payment for the ability to use the money, and this is indicated by the fact that if the borrower pays on time, he would not be paying any interest. It's only if he misses the payment, then the entire penalty kicks in. And therefore, Mechaber explains that me'ikra din, a one-time late fee, would be permitted even on a loan. As since it's not a payment for the right to use the money, it's simply a penalty for not paying on time, it is not considered ribis. However, he explains, and this comes from Tshuva Zerajba, that although it is mutter me'ikra din, the Chachamim still asked this because of haramas ribis. Haramas ribis is the lowest level of ribis, but at the end of the day, it still is aser due to the fact that it's considered a harama. But the Mechaber goes on in Sif Yud Ches that since a penalty is only aser due to a harama, the Chacham only aser this by a real loan. However, by a sale or rental agreement, where it is only a question of ribis derabanan, there the Chachamim did not aser a one-time payment, and it is therefore permitted for a seller or a landlord to charge a one-time penalty on sale or rental payments. Now, there are certain conditions which must be met in order for this to be permitted. The first condition is that it must strictly be a one-time penalty. If it is a recurring penalty, then it is aser mikar adin, the shach and the shacharav say it would even be ribis ksutza. For example, if for every month that the tenant does not pay January's rent, he is charged an additional fee, it is considered a recurring penalty, and this would violate ribis. It's only if it's a one-time penalty, and regardless how long the debt is outstanding, the tenant will never be paying more than that one late fee, is where it's permitted. The second condition is, and this actually seems to be a mechlekes shach and taz, but the Shulchan Rav says one should be machmer, that this is only permitted if the borrower or tenant is not granted more time to make the payment if he pays the penalty. For example, it is usur if the agreement is that if the tenant does not make January's payment by February 1st, he'll be fined a late fee, but he will then have the right to make the payment at the end of February. As since through paying the penalty, he's granted more time to make the payment, here as well would be considered as if the penalty is in exchange for the tenant's additional time to make the payment, and this would be considered ribis. A third condition is, and the Pesahuda and Paragimel brings down the Machlekes Paiskim regarding this, it is only permitted if the penalty is enforceable in Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat. Many penalties are not enforceable because of the halachas of Asmachta, and therefore if the tenant is not really responsible to make the payment, but he does so regardless, it would be considered that he's benefiting the lender because of the loan, and that would be ribis. It's only permitted if it's done in a way where there's no Asmachta, a proper kinyan is done, so then the tenant is making the payment simply because he has to, and that will be permitted. The Arpais will argue on this, but the Pesahuda concludes that everybody's in agreement that the penalty has to be agreed upon in the beginning of the transaction. From a practical level, say for Mr. Shribis points out that as long as the parties sign a contract, this, according to most Paiskim, has the status of a kinyan due to a kinyan known as kinyan setumta, and therefore, as long as a contract is signed, it would be mutter according to all opinions, but certainly it should at least be agreed upon at the beginning of the transaction. The final condition is, there is a concept that a debt originated by a rental or sale agreement can be converted into a loan. This is known as zakfan alav b'milva. And as we mentioned before, the whole heter of charging a one-time penalty only applies on a sale or rental agreement. But once something is converted into a loan, it will now be forbidden to charge a one-time penalty. There are numerous examples of how a sale or rental agreement can be converted into a loan. The simplest form is where the debt is due and the seller or landlord extends the due date. That extension will not have the status of a loan. A second example is Rashi and Ksubas Daf Tani Beis, that if the tenant writes a separate promissory note and gives that to the landlord as payment for the debt, this as well would convert the debt into a loan. There are two more examples, and these are really mentioned in Hilchos Shemitah, in Chei Shemitah Siman Samach Zayin, but I saw from Rav Nisna Karel Zatzal in Chot HaSheni, Hilchos Ribbis Siman Vav, who says that they apply to Ribbis as well, that if in the original agreement there was no due date, and at a later date the parties come together and establish a due date, that would be considered a Zak Ben Olav Milva. And finally, if the landlord or seller consolidates a couple of different debts together into one invoice, that too would give the debt the status of a loan. He points out that this is only the case if this happens after the original agreement. Simply creating a sale, rental, or service agreement at the beginning and establishing a due date, that is considered a rental or sale obligation and not a loan. It's only if at a later date the seller or the landlord consolidates a few debts together or creates a due date, would it have the status of a Zak Ben Olav Milva. I heard from Rav Dovid Mark and Shlita Dayan Vesavad that the same would be true even if the landlord sends out an invoice reminding the tenant of his upcoming debt, since that is not a new action, it's just simply reminding the tenant of the original agreement, that too would not convert. It would still be considered a rental or sale agreement, and that would be permitted. So to summarize, there's a fundamental difference between a one-time penalty and a ribbis payment. Me'ikar adin, a one-time penalty is mutter even on a loan. However, the Chacham asserted it because of haramas ribbis. This isser only applies on a loan, but does not apply on rental or sale agreements. But in order for it to be permitted, even on a sale or rental agreement, it must be strictly a one-time penalty, cannot be a recurring penalty. It cannot grant the tenant additional time to make the payment. It should be agreed upon at the beginning of the transaction, and preferably a kinyan should be done. And finally, it cannot be converted into a loan, and therefore, if either they extend the due date, if the tenant writes a promissory note, or if the landlord either consolidates a few debts together or establishes a due date, it would then be forbidden to attach a one-time penalty. Getting back to our shiloh, where we have a landlord or a vendor who wants to attach a penalty to his Jewish clients, according to this, it would be permitted for him to charge a one-time penalty. Now, in order to strengthen the severity of the penalty, it is permitted to charge a one-time penalty for every pay period. For example, it would be permitted for the landlord to charge a tenant a 5% penalty if January is missed, and then a second penalty if February's rent is missed, and so on. It is only forbidden for him to charge a recurring penalty for the same month that is outstanding. And finally, the landlord even has the ability to apply any new payments to the outstanding debt. For example, if a tenant does not pay January's rent, and now he's fined the penalty, and now the tenant comes to pay February's rent because he doesn't have an incentive to pay January anymore, as it's only a one-time penalty, the landlord could say that February's rent is being applied for January, and therefore the tenant would have to pay February in order to avoid getting penalized a second time. So as long as the tenant is still actively a tenant, in all practicality, this can act as a recurring penalty. It obviously has limitations once he's no longer his tenant, as then once he incurs the one-time penalty, it would be forbidden for the landlord to charge him an additional penalty if he continues not to pay.